Hey gamers, welcome to Gaming is for Girls, the podcast that's more chaotic than trying to play Mario Kart with your grandma. I'm your host, Maya the Menace, here to bring you the latest gaming news, hot takes, and probably some questionable strategies. So grab a snack, adjust your headsets, and let's get into today's episode. Hey everybody, welcome. Oh my gosh, this is my first episode of the podcast. This is the first episode of Gaming is for Girls, which I'm so excited to debut. This is my first solo podcast. I do have another podcast that I do with my boyfriend. We co-host it together. I'll probably give it a shout out at the end, but this is my first solo podcast, so I'm very excited for this adventure and this endeavor. I feel like there's a new chapter for me. Like, this is my podcasting era, and I'm so excited. You already heard the intro, but I'm Maya the Menace. I'm going to be your host for this podcast. I'm going to be the face of Gaming is for Girls, per. So I'm really excited to debut this and share it with the community and all my gamers. I'm so excited. We have social medias for the podcast. Also, something about me is I tend to use the third person. Not third person, but plural, even though it's just me. Like I said, me and the podcast are two separate entities. So we do have socials for the podcast. Our Instagram is Gaming is for Girls. Our Twitter is Gaming is for Girls, but with four instead of the word four. So IG is all spelled out. Twitter is Gaming is number four Girls. You can listen to the podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or YouTube. If you want my socials, my Instagram is Menace Maya and my Twitter is Menace Maya TV. Yeah, so that's my introduction for the podcast. I do have notes, so if it looks like I'm looking off to the side, it's because I am, because I need to write down my thoughts or I'll forget what I'm saying. I very easily go off track of like my intended conversation, so having notes helps me a lot. So just to keep all the segments together and everything, to keep everything flowing good, great, and smoothly, I just have a set of notes with me. So I want to start off this episode with like a segment about me, the host, so you like get to know me, because we can't go through this gaming journey if you don't know me as a gamer, as a person, you know what I mean? So I've been gaming my whole life, actually. My earliest memory of playing video games, is elementary school. So I was probably like 6, 7 when I started gaming. It was my dad who introduced me and my siblings to video games. And the earliest system that I remember playing on is a Game Boy, like the OG Game Boy, and then later the Game Boy Advance. I actually still have the Game Boy with me. Our family doesn't really like to get rid of electronics in our house, so we do have a lot of the old systems that we play on. I have the Game Boy right here, actually. Yeah, this is it. This is the Game Boy. My brother started using it. I actually don't know if it works. Like, I tried using it before. Yeah, it doesn't work, but I do have it still, which is such a blast in the past to still have this Game Boy. This is the Game Boy Advance. The one that was just one, I think, was the Game Boy. I might be messing that up, but there was one that like had a flip screen, like you could open and close it, and there was one that was just Game Boy. It didn't open and close. But this is the Game Boy. There's a game in here. It's Zelda. So, I do still have the Game Boy. Then, and I really don't know what the timeline was for these consoles, like the earlier ones, but I think from Game Boy we went to, and what did I play on the Game Boy? There was definitely Pokemon. I played Pokemon on Game Boy. Probably Zelda. And that's all I can remember. I can't really remember playing anything else on Game Boy. And then we would play, and when I say we, I mean me and my younger sister. My sister is 20, I'm 23. So we spent a lot of years growing up playing video games together. My brother is younger. He's how old is he? He's 13. So we're 10 years apart, so we didn't really game together and have that like bond with video gaming until he was a little older. So for my earlier years gaming, it was mainly me and my sister. So we then would play on the PlayStation 2, which we still have. She has it upstairs in her room, and I don't know if she still uses it. That would be cool if she does, because we still have the PlayStation 2 games that we played. And the PlayStation 2 was such an integral memory in my life. Like, I don't know if you know the game, We're Not Really Strangers, but one of the, it's a question game, like a question card game to get to know people. But one of the cards in the game is like, can you recall the happiest moment of your life? And whenever I'm asked that question, I immediately think of, I think it was elementary school. I think me and my sister were both in elementary school, coming home from school and jumping on the PlayStation 2 to play like a Lego game. We loved, loved, loved the Lego game series. Our favorite was Lego Indiana Jones. I think her favorite was Lego Batman. But that's just such a core memory for me, and I think that's really where my love for gaming blossomed. Because just I don't know what it is, but it's just so nostalgic to remember coming home from school and like all day in school just thinking about like looking forward to coming home and playing video games with my sister. I remember we would play literally from the time we got home from school to the time that we had to go to bed. 'Cause our parents would come into the room. We would play in the living room. And my parents would come in and be like, "Girls, it's time for bed." And we'd be like, wait. We have to finish this level." And sometimes we got stuck on levels. And the way that the game worked, like the Lego games at the time, you had to get to a save spot before you could save. Like you couldn't really like just stop in the middle of a level. So because we didn't want to get rid of our progress, we would leave the PlayStation on overnight and into the next day, like while we were in school, and then come home from school and then pick up the game again. And we would do this every single day. And I don't know at what point that stopped. I think I stopped when I was in my later grade school year, so maybe like eighth grade into high school when the workload really started to pick up. But that was just such a great memory for me. And so I think I have my dad and my sister to really thank for my love of video games and giving me those great memories with gaming. So that's how I started with video games, but there was a really I never like when I was younger, I didn't have the intention of like becoming a video game content creator. That was something that I didn't really think about until high school. And that was because, and I remember this really distinctly. I remember in high school, and it was my junior year because all my friends were seniors, and one of my friends had sent a video in the group chat, and it was a Burleazy video. And this was before he started gaming. It was one of his cartoon reaction videos. And I watched that video, and I instantly, like, loved his content. He's so funny. And so I became a Burleazy fan from that day. And so I subscribed to him, and I distinctly remember the day that he said on his main channel that he was gonna start gaming. I remember he was like, "I think this would be really cool. So if you guys are interested, here's my gaming channel if you wanna follow it." And I remember going to the gaming channel, and there was like nothing there. Like it was the beginning of his gaming channel. And this was in 2016, I believe. 2016, 2017, because I graduated 2018. Yeah. And this is such like a monumental time, like looking back on it, because to this day I've subscribed to him. I really enjoy his videos and his gaming videos. And I believe he hit 1 million subscribers on both his channels, his main and his gaming. But that's kind of where I started watching video game YouTube videos, like gameplays, because I didn't watch those before. And then I just really loved his content that I was willing to follow his endeavor into gaming. And when I watched him game, it just looked so fun, and his commentary was so funny. And like, he would play games that I know myself I wouldn't play, like horror games, for example. But he made it so entertaining that I would watch the horror gameplays, even if I had to cover the screen, because I am a scaredy cat, okay? I can't handle jump scares, so I would cover my computer screen just to be able to watch his gameplay, because his commentary was great. And that was the first time I was like, this looks so fun. Like, I feel like this is something I would enjoy doing. And that was kind of just a thought. I never thought about putting it into action, because at the time I wasn't really familiar with like what the gaming community was like online. I may have just started my first YouTube channel, because I started on YouTube in makeup, like the makeup industry. I started that in 2016, so I probably had just started YouTube, so I wasn't really like looking to really hop onto these content creation endeavors, because I was still new and I was really shy growing up. So just the thought of being a gamer and being a public gamer, like people seeing my gameplays, was really nerve-wracking. Also, because I'm not the best gamer. Like, I'm not a seasoned veteran in like gaming. Like, I don't do speed runs. I don't do like finish this game without dying once. Like, I can't do that. I'm a die. You know what I mean? So it was really nerve-wracking to think about not being the best gamer and having people seeing that publicly. So I kind of dismissed the idea almost immediately, and I really didn't, because I was gonna say I didn't revisit that idea, but it was a constant thing in the back of my head. Like, I would watch Berlin's videos, his gaming videos, and I always thought like, that's so fun, that looks so much fun. But I just never took the leap into doing it. I had a lot of self-doubt, and it sucks because that self-doubt had a hold on me for years. I didn't put into action. I didn't seriously consider becoming a gamer like on YouTube until I was in college. And I had this idea in high school, in junior year, sophomore junior year. And I didn't start like researching how to start a gaming channel. I didn't start looking into equipment and stuff like that until my sophomore year of college. So that was like 3 or 4 years that I didn't do anything with that idea, which is really like, it's really disheartening actually that I was that riddled with self-doubt. And I remember what pulled me out of it is I saw that someone from my town, so I was already in college away, but I saw that someone from my hometown had started becoming a gamer. And I don't know what it was, but seeing him become a gamer like online, it kind of made me think like, oh, I can do it too. Like, that's someone I know, and I can see what they're capable of. I can do that too. So I started doing my research, and like I started looking into like equipment, like streaming equipment and connections that I need to set up my consoles to the computer. And the PC part, was a journey in and of itself. That took time. That building my PC took time. And I remember sitting down with my sister because I asked her to help me with this because she also loves gaming. I remember asking her to help me come up with a gamer tag, like my YouTube name. And I still have the notes on my notes app to this day of all the names we thought of, and we went through them. I can't think of any off the top of my head, but I do have a list of like all the ideas, and we went through them and we were like, this one doesn't really roll off the tongue that good. This one's okay. This one's better. And then I was like, what about Maya the Menace? And she was like, She was like, that's good. I was like, you think so? She was like, yeah, that's a good one. And it was like short and sweet, Maya the Menace. You know what I mean? And I was really looking for that alliteration with my name, the Maya Menace. So that's how Maya the Menace was born. And so I did that. I put everything together. I made my first intro. I had my sister do my profile picture for me. She drew it herself. And that was the beginning of Maya the Menace and my journey as a gamer. And so I did my first, well, I should talk about my PC because that's also a really important part. But I wanted to get into that a little later, so I'll kind of brush over it real quickly. But my dad helped me a lot with building my PC. He really helped with the research of the parts and like the case and what was best for what I wanted to do. And he helped me pay for it. And so I'm really, really grateful for all of that, 'cause it's by myself that would have probably been so overwhelming, trying to build a PC from scratch for the first time. I probably would have given up on the idea of being a gamer, at least for a bit, because it was a lot. So I have him to thank a lot for that. And this was my senior, not senior, sorry, my sophomore year of college was 2020. So we had been in the pandemic already. We were in quarantine. And if anyone's familiar with the hardware market in 2020, the prices were astronomical at the time. So we couldn't afford to get my GPU free for a few years. So I didn't have a GPU in my PC, which was fine for the most part, because I was still getting started. So I wasn't really playing any games that required intense graphics. So, and at the time I had my Switch. So I was mainly playing games on my Switch and then having them stream to the PC to record them, which I was able to do without the GPU. And also, I would like to say that before I had the PC, I was trying to, this is what made me actually go into like researching PC and PC parts. I started trying to stream from my fuck ass MacBook. I don't know if any of you have tried streaming from a MacBook or really just doing anything above using Google on a MacBook. That bitch was screaming, screaming, just fan blowing. I thought I could swear to you that it was gonna blow up and just torch me right there. But it was bad because I would use OBS, which is the streaming software that I use, and my MacBook would just freeze, but I would still also be streaming. Like my stream would be going, but I just couldn't tell because my MacBook was frozen. So that was really what sparked me to get into PC gaming and usage, was my experience with that MacBook. Yeah, I put her through it. So I still had this PC without a GPU in sophomore year, so 2020, and that's when I did my first stream. And but this is not where I would consider I became a streamer, because I only did one stream and I didn't do anything. I didn't touch my PC, I didn't touch any of my stream equipment for years. And that was really because of school. Things really started to pick up my junior and senior year, so I didn't really have the time to really get into gaming the way I wanted to. But my first stream ever in sophomore year of 2020 was a Stardew Valley stream. And I remember it like it was yesterday. I was in this room because I s still had my room at the time, but my setup was different. My gaming stuff was actually along this wall right here. It wasn't here like it is now. And I had this massive TV. I didn't even have a monitor. It was just this huge flat screen TV. And I think I did have my PC at this time. I think. I really can't remember. But I was playing Stardew Valley for the first time also. This was my first time playing Stardew Valley. My cat was just all in the camera because me streaming was new for him as well. So he was just in the camera being in the way. And I had one viewer. And luckily that viewer was really into Stardew Valley, so they were really active in the chat, helping me with the game and giving me tips and stuff like that to make it. It was more like entertaining for me to have someone there to talk to. And I really don't remember who the person was. But it was a really great experience, streaming for the first time. It was different because it was my first time like talking to a camera live. Like I said, I did have a YouTube channel already, so I was used to talking to a camera, but it was different when it was like live, you know what I mean? So I recorded that gameplay, and that was like an hour or two worth of gameplay, and it just sat in my computer for I think 2 years. No, it was 3 years. It took me 3 years to revisit that. Because I started taking streaming seriously last year in 2023. So it took me 3 years to finally get back around to that footage and streaming in general. And at one point before that, I was like, maybe I should just scrap the idea. And I really considered deleting that footage because it was also just taking up space on my computer. But I was like, you know what? I'll keep it. I'll keep it. And then in 2023, because I graduated college in 2022, and in 2023 I left Jersey. I live in Jersey. I left Jersey and went to Florida to go to grad school. I went to Florida State University for some time, and I don't. You know what? I know exact. I remember. I was gonna say I don't remember what prompted me to pick up gaming again, but one of my friends had. So now I'm in Florida. I brought my PC with me because it was such a big investment. I wasn't gonna leave it at home while I was at school, so I brought it down with me. And it kind of just sat around. I never even set it up, to be honest. And then one of my friends reached out to me. Sorry, there's a hair in my lip gloss and it's driving me insane. One of my friends reached out to me because they knew I had a gaming channel and I streamed before, and they told me that they were interested in gaming and they were asking me for like tips on how to set things up and find a computer and just the equipment and stuff like that. And that was my first time talking about gaming again since 2020. So that kind of rekindled my passion for gaming and being in front of the camera and just talking to people. So in helping them, I was like, you know what? Maybe I should set my stuff up again. And also throughout that time, I was still like keeping up to date with like gaming news and updates and stuff like that. And it was also around the time that that Bratz game was coming out, the Flaunt Your Fashion. And I cannot express to you how big of a Bratz fan I was growing up. That was actually one of the games me and my sister played together on the PlayStation 2. I can't remember the exact game, but that game was so good. The Bratz game for the PS2 was so good that I was like, I have to rekindle all of my streaming and gaming stuff so I can play this game when it's released. So that's what I did. It was either October or November of 2023. I set everything up with my computer, my little TV that I use as a monitor. So I didn't have that big ass flat screen in Florida. I had a small TV, which I actually still use as my main monitor. I have a second monitor now, but my main monitor is a TV. I set up my TV, my ring light, my camera, mic. And also I had one desk in my room, which I already was using for like my makeup stuff and just as a desk period. So I couldn't set that up with all my tech stuff. So I had to, wow, this is a memory. I had to do the nastiest, ugliest setup you could ever imagine to get things the way I needed it to be. And I'm gonna see if I can pull up a picture of that because I need you to understand like where I started from. Okay, I found a picture of it. I'm gonna try and explain it, but I'll also put it in the video. So I couldn't use my desk that I had in my room. So my only other option was a nightstand and a tray, a wooden tray that I had brought from my house to school. So on the nightstand, I had my TV. On top of the TV, I had a mirror because I also live streamed on TikTok as well as Twitch. So I live streamed from TikTok from my phone, and for them to be able to see me in addition to the game, I had to point the this is terrible. I had to point the camera at the TV slash mirror so you could see me in the mirror but see the gameplay on the TV. It was terrible. I had my mic connected to this wooden tray. I had my ring light and my webcam on the wooden tray as well, and I had my phone on the wooden tray. And then my second monitor is actually sitting on top of my PC, and my PC was on the floor. It is a god-awful setup. I know this. I was trying my best with what I had to work with. It was terrible. That was my first setup. And so I was in the corner of my room. I was sitting on my bed. I had no back support, which was terrible. Sometimes I used my Squishmallows as back support because I couldn't just sit there for hours at a time, no back support, playing this game hunched over like the Hunchback of Notre Dame. It was terrible. But I did it. And the first game that I streamed in 2023 when I came back was Bratz Flaunt Your Fashion. And I'm gonna be honest, the game was ass, okay? I hated it. But it got me back into streaming. And because of that, I revisited that Stardew Valley gameplay from 2020. And I was like, this is actually kind of funny. I think I'm gonna release it, even though this is so old. And so I put it up on YouTube. I chopped it up into clips. I put it up on TikTok. And people loved it. People loved it. That video, my first ever Stardew Valley video on my YouTube channel is one of my best performing videos still to this day. And that kind of became my game, Stardew Valley, because people really like that content. So I played Stardew Valley for a while. And at this time, I still didn't have a GPU. So I was playing Stardew Valley on my Switch, and then I was uploading the footage to the PC to push it out onto YouTube. Yeah, so that was when I really started taking streaming seriously. And eventually I got a GPU, you know what I mean? And then that's when I started really branching out more, because I was really only limited to the games that I could play on Nintendo Switch until I got that GPU. So by the time I finally went around to buying a GPU, the prices had deflated a bit, so it wasn't anything crazy. So I was able to get a GPU. I installed it, and the rest is history. So that's my story with gaming. With the podcast, that I mean, if you're familiar with my content, you know that I've been gaming for a while, and now the podcast is being born. But the birth of the podcast came about a year after I had been gaming on my channel. So it's right now it's February of 2024. I really started taking gaming seriously in November of 2023. So it's been a little over a year. And at some point I went into a slump, where I didn't want to live stream and I didn't really feel like interacting with people, quite honestly, because I was so what happened was I was in grad school, and grad school is no joke. It's taxing and it's a big time commitment. And at that time, this was like December, January. So December 2023 to January 2020. Sorry. Actually, my dates were all messed up now that I'm thinking about it. I started streaming seriously in 2022. That's correct. Because now it's 2024. Yeah. I started streaming seriously in November of 2022. And in December 2022 to January of 2023, I was really dealing with family emergencies, not family issues, but like family emergencies. And in February of 2023, my grandmother passed away. And this is a little personal, but it was kind of sudden where my grandmother was of old age, but I didn't foresee her life ending at that time in the way it did. And yeah, she had a lot of health complications, and so that's ultimately what happened, what led her to pass away. And I was still in Florida at the time that I got the news, and I was still in school. So that really put a wrench into everything that was happening. And it doesn't help that I wasn't having the best time in Florida. I felt really lonely because all my family and my friends were in Jersey, so they were a whole flight away. And granted, I made friends in Florida, and I'm very grateful for the friends I made in Florida, but I didn't have that level of depth of friendship that I had with my friends that were in Jersey. And I know that takes time to accumulate, so I didn't really have that level of connection that I really needed. So I was pretty lonely in Florida. And then my grandmother passed away, and I got the news about that, which was really devastating. And at the time, I didn't have enough money to come back for the funeral, so I was really distraught. Wow, this is the first time I've really talked about this outside of therapy. And it's making me a little emotional. I was really distraught because I couldn't come back for the funeral. And I was, to say the least, I was in hysterics because I just felt terrible. And I felt so helpless because I didn't really have people to talk to about it. I couldn't, like, it wasn't even like, oh, I could scrape together the funds to get a flight. And the thing is, the flight would have been last minute, and that's why it was so expensive. And I didn't have the money for it, so I was really upset. And thank God I told my parents about it, and they told the rest of my family about the issue, and my family had given me some money to get the flight to come back for the funeral, and that was such a blessing, honestly, because I think I would have been in absolute shambles if I missed the funeral. So I was able to get a last minute flight back to Jersey. Went to the funeral. And what's really sick is that I had so much work to do for grad school. I didn't have time to mourn. I didn't have a break, really. It was to the point I was doing homework on the flight back from the funeral so that I could have it done in time for the due date. And it didn't help because I was failing my classes after that because I just couldn't focus. I didn't have the motivation to do anything really after that. I didn't want to stream. I didn't want to do homework. I didn't want to hang out with friends. So I took it upon myself to withdraw because I couldn't do it mentally. And I knew if I had continued my schooling in that state of mind, I would have tanked and it would have killed my GPA and I would have been in a worse state mentally if I had stayed in school than if I had decided to withdraw and take time for myself that I really needed. Woo, that's crazy. So that all happened, and I did not get back to Jersey until April. So my withdrawal finally was approved, I think in March, like the beginning of March. So throughout February, I still had to go to classes. Even though the withdrawal was processing, I still had to go to class. I had to show up to school. I felt miserable, but in the event that the withdrawal didn't go through, I didn't want to not be attending classes and be even further behind. So I still had to attend classes that whole time. It was really exhausting, actually, now that I think back on it. But that's really where the slump began. And it kind of, I was really not in a good headspace for months after that. And the pressure of keeping a community together, like, and like on Discord and YouTube and TikTok, showing face during this time was really hard. And so I kind of fell off a bit. And it's something that upsets me to this day because I know that if I had stayed consistent with everything I was doing, I would have reached new heights in my gaming career and my career as a creator. But I also have to realize that I also have to realize that I needed that time to myself because I wasn't in a good place mentally. So I was in that slump for a long time. I stopped streaming for months. People didn't hear from me for months, for weeks, from the Discord, from my channel. It was pretty bad. So I started to really come back over the summer of 2023. After I had been home for a few months, I'd been with my family. Being with my family really helped a lot during that time. I really didn't expect to go into that story as much as I did, but I'm realizing it's really integral to how I ended up here. So in the summer, I finally started turning the gears again. I started pushing out my backlog of content and recordings onto YouTube, and TikTok. I started streaming here and there. I never really recovered fully back to the consistency I used to have. And to this day, I'm still inconsistent with streaming and stuff like that. And I don't know how long it'll take me to get back to the point of streaming every week. Like, even now, it seems like a really daunting task. So I tried not to be too hard on myself with that, but I came back with gaming, with posting. I lost my train of thought. Right. Okay. So I really want to pick up my gaming Instagram at Menace Maya. Check it out. So I was kind of looking for ideas on what else I could post besides gameplay clips, to spice up my socials, right? And while I was looking at these ideas, I came across an idea online, and it said you can post gaming podcast clips. And I was like, gaming podcast? Because I had never heard of that until this point. And like, it makes sense. Like, there's so much stuff to cover in the world of gaming that it makes sense that you can have a podcast on gaming. And I thought about it and I was like, wait a minute. I am a girl who games, who loves to just talk. Because I found that when I streamed, I tended to ramble. If someone could get me talking about the right thing, boy, I could just go on. At one point, I would probably pause the game and just start talking, and then people would be like, damn, where's the So I was really interested in this idea of starting a gaming podcast because it allowed for me to still be part of the gaming community without having to live stream, which was really a hindrance to me making an appearance again, because at the time, live streaming just felt so taxing emotionally and mentally to interact with people in real time. I just didn't feel like I had the mental capacity for it, but just chopping it up and talking about gaming without doing the actual game is something that would interest me. I still have such a love for gaming and the community and gameplays and stuff like that I have it in me to talk about it. I don't really have it in me to play games right now though and be entertaining on stream. So this idea really stuck with me because I really like this community and I still want to be a part of it without having to overextend myself mentally right now. So that's how the podcast came to be. And I decided on the title Gaming is for Girls because I really wanted to shine light on the importance of inclusivity in the gaming community, especially as a Black woman. I really don't see a lot of big Black women gamers who have like made it big. I really can only think of like the people who Berlizzi games with, and even then they aren't on the same level as him. So I really want to be another platform for not only women who game, but Black women who game. Yeah. And now we're here. So that was a really long story. I was not expecting it to go on that long, but I feel like that encapsulates my whole trajectory of when I started playing games as a youth to now, to being in front of this camera. So I'm really excited for this endeavor. I think it'll be so much fun. I feel like I have so many things to talk about with gaming that I really won't get bored, and you won't get bored either. And hopefully you don't get here tired of hearing me talk, because I can talk. I've been told. I'm very well aware. So on this podcast, I really want to cover things like gaming updates with like new games and developers and sequels and stuff like that. And I want to cover like gaming theories and lore and like storylines behind games, because I'm also really interested in that. And I feel like these are some things that you can't really cover in a live stream like that. So I also think this is a great platform just to talk about games, just to have conversation. So gaming updates, theories, and lore. I also think doing tier lists every so often will be really fun. It'll be a great activity, a great community building activity. I also want to do games and activities like outside of like tier lists, like doing some games. And also just general conversation. So that's really what I had in mind for this podcast and what I want it to be. I really just want to build more community within the gaming community. I think that would be really fun. So I'm really excited, actually. Speaking of community, I do have a Discord. I should put the Discord in the description, right? That would be smart. But you can also find the Discord in my link tree. My link tree is on Instagram at Menace Maya. So if you are interested in joining the community that I have now, my menaces, that's fantastic. We would love to have you. It would be such a menacing time. So that's everything about me, pretty much, and about how the podcast became to be. I have roughly 10 minutes before I hit an hour. So I think I'm gonna start. I either can end the episode here or I can start my next segment. I think I'm gonna start my next segment. I don't want this episode to just be about me. I want to give you a taste of what I want the podcast to be like. So let's really get into the gaming talk. That's why I'm here. You know what I mean? And I think we should really start with the basics of gaming, which is what you're playing on. There's so many options to join the gaming community. I mean, the main options are console and PC, but like when you get into the console world and you get into the PC world, there's so many ways that you can go to become a gamer that there's really something for everybody. And that brings us to the debate of console versus PC, the age-old debate. Are you a console girly or are you a PC girly? It's really up to you. I actually am both, technically. Granted, my only console is a Nintendo Switch. That's a lie. I also have a Wii. Yeah, I do have a Wii. I have a Nintendo Switch, I have a Wii, and then I have my PC. And those are all the things I game on. But for consoles, there's PlayStation, there's Xbox, there's Nintendo Switch. And then I don't know if this is considered a console or if this is still would be PC gaming, but the Stream Deck. Ex not Stream Deck, sorry. The Steam Deck exists, which is a handheld portable system for Steam. But Steam is for PC games, so is it a console or is it still a PC? I don't know. I don't know what to classify that as. That's gonna go into the gray area. But for the console side, And I've been a console player up until 2022, right? So I'm a new PC gamer, right? So for consoles, those are your main consoles. I really don't know if there's any consoles outside of PlayStation, Xbox, Nintendo. Yeah. Like currently, I don't know if there is. But with consoles, they're really beginner and user-friendly, which I think is their main pro. You really just have to buy the console, take it out the box, set it up, and then you can start playing. It's really just from point A to point B. It's real simple. It's a more affordable choice up front because consoles tend to be what, max 500 to 600. And I think that's pretty max. Like the Nintendo Switch, I'm pretty sure is like 300 unless you get the OLED version, which is like 3 something. You know what I mean? So up front, it's a cheaper option. And then with the games, you really just need to have the physical game, or you can just download it from the online store. Like it's really user-friendly. And I think that's like the typical gaming experience, I want to say. Like when you say I play video games, I feel like people picture a PlayStation and a controller. You know what I mean? And then on the other side of gaming, this PC gaming, and that really offers a lot of customization options for a really unique gaming experience. And that's with both hardware and software. Like you can build your PC from scratch. You can also buy a pre-built gaming PC, but if you really want that, like the full experience of customizing your gaming experience, you can start from just the case and put everything inside that you want. That's what I did. I bought all the parts separately and put it together, assembled it together. But you can get a pre-built PC because one of the cons I did have for PC gaming is that it's not as user-friendly. Not user-friendly, sorry. It's not as beginner-friendly. Like, it's kind of daunting to step into the world of PC gaming and being like, oh, I have to build it. But like buying a pre-built one kind of cancels out that qualm. But also PCs period are pretty pricey, especially during the hardware spike, the price spike of 2020. That was insane. GPU prices were off the chains. But going back to PC gaming, not only can you like customize your gaming experience, but as time goes on, you can upgrade your parts like individually. And that's something that console gaming doesn't really allow you to do, to upgrade specific parts of the hardware. In addition, PC gaming allows for a vast library of indie games from indie developers, and you can also get modifications for your games that you wouldn't have available to you as a console gamer. And from personal experiences, there are games that I started on console that I decided not to finish on console and start them fresh on PC because of modifications, because I wanted a more immersive and entertaining gaming experience. Some of those games include Stardew Valley. I started fresh on Stardew Valley because I wanted to mod the game. And then Coffee Talk is another game that I stopped playing on console to play on PC because the mod that they had for Coffee Talk was to have the characters talk. Okay, that sounded so stupid because the game is called Coffee Talk. Obviously, the characters are talking because that's the point of the game. But in the console game, the characters don't vocalize their lines. You have to read it yourself. But in the PC mod, they talk themselves. They say their lines themselves, so you don't have to read it. And that was a big plus for me because I would stream that game. And I remember streaming the console version and having to say all the lines while playing it. I needed like 3 bottles of water. It was so much talking. But now playing it on PC, having the characters talk for themselves, I only have to read my lines, which helps a lot with performance when playing the game and recording it because now I don't have to talk as much. So those are the PC pros. And then going back to the console cons, I think it really boils down to the limited customization of the hardware because after some time, the hardware and the console will become outdated, and then you'll have to get the next version of the console, which would be what, another $500 to $600, let's say. That and also there are some console exclusive titles that you can only play if you have that console. I believe, and I might just be talking out my ass. I'm actually gonna fact check myself. I'm pretty sure the Spider-Man game was one that was exclusive to PlayStation. Yeah, it looks like Spider-Man 2 was only on PlayStation 5. Which is also ass if you have a PlayStation 4. That's sick. Then you can't even play the game, even though you have a PlayStation, you don't have the newest console. And then for Xbox, Grounded is a game that is an Xbox exclusive, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, you need an Xbox Game Pass to play Grounded. Which also was ass because I'm not getting an Xbox just to play this game. But with PC, you have pretty much unlimited access to these different games. Because I know Grounded is on PC, that's on Steam. I don't know if the. I think Spider-Man 2 is already on PC. Wow, I thought it was. Oh, that's sick. That's sick. I really thought that that game was already on PC, which I probably would have known if I decided to play it that it wasn't. But okay, so that is a con, but also big ups for the PS5 people for having the first access to the Spider-Man 2 game. So for the most part, PC allows you access to these different console exclusive titles, but it does seem like PS5 has its grip on that Spider-Man 2 game. For PC cons, it's definitely a bigger starting investment than just getting a console, especially if you get it pre-built. But also, I saw on Instagram, and what's sick is I have to leave in like 30 minutes because I have a Galentine's Day to go to. So I have to wrap up I have to wrap up this whole episode in 30 minutes. But I saw that in Costco they had a gaming PC build for $700, which is fantastic. It was like all inclusive and it had the newest graphics card in it. I think it was a 4060 that it had inside. For $700 for the whole thing? Oh my God. I'm also gonna get into my PC build so you will understand how outrageous that price point is. Outrageously good, I mean. But PCs are definitely a bigger starting investment. But I think, and I'm biased, I am. Because I have a PC that I love so much. I think it's worth it because I think longevity wise and the options for upgrading a PC will save you money in the long run than buying a brand new console every time one drops. The cons for, Oh, I already started the cons. In addition to a higher starting investment, PCs are a little, let me think of the word. Building a PC is a little intimidating, and maybe just having a PC in general is a bit intimidating because it does have way more complexities than just having a console. Yeah. So I think it requires a lot more research than getting a console does. You really have to look into the parts that you have in your PC and the parts that you want in your case and the GPU and the RAM and the motherboard and stuff like that. So it's more of a it's a bigger task to take on than getting a console. But I really do think it's worth it. Which one is better? That really boils down to what you want out of your gaming system. If you want a machine, if you want a machine, then you should get a PC because not only do I game on the PC, but I'm also streaming and recording content and editing content. I can't do that with a console and a regular degular computer, you know what I mean? So the PC was really the best choice for me personally. If you don't plan on doing a heavy load of stuff with gaming, then the console's probably the way to go. Also, actually, I forgot to bring this up when I was talking about console exclusive titles. Nintendo, I was talking about PS5 having a grip on its game. Nintendo has a gorilla grip on its titles. I'm talking about Animal Crossing is one of the loves of my life. That's one of the first games I've ever played on the original Wii that still had the GameCube function with it. I can't play that on PC. I can't play that anywhere except a Nintendo, and I'm pretty sure it'll be like that for the rest of time. So that's why the only console I have is a Nintendo Switch, is because those Nintendo titles, they are holding onto those for dear life, and they will not let them go. So if I want to play a Nintendo game, I have to play it on my Nintendo Switch, which is why I have a Switch. I really don't see any use in having a console outside of that since I already have my PC. I don't think it's worth the money for me to get a PS5 or an Xbox One at this time when I have a PC that does almost exactly everything that those consoles can do. But with that in mind, you can also have both. Like if for some reason you see you have a need for both, like a PS5 and a PC for whatever reasons, go ahead. If you have that money to spend, do it. You know what I mean? And I am both a console and a PC gamer because I have a PC and I have a Nintendo Switch. So I understand the duality of having both and being both of those gamers. And having both of those will really open up the world of gaming to you. That's like having the full gaming experience at your fingertips. So really it depends just what intentions you're going into the gaming community with, like what it is you want to do and what kind of gamer you are. So that being said, I want to know what kind of gamer you guys are. If you're team console, if you're team PC, if you're team both, if you're team neither. If you're team neither, what are you doing here? Like, are you interested in gaming and just not interested in gaming yourself? But I want to know. So comment below, and that'll actually probably be a question on Instagram that I do. What kind of gamer are you? I'm both, primarily a PC gamer, but occasionally a console gamer. And then going off of that, I want you guys to not only know me, but also get to know my PC. My PC is so beautiful and so handy. She's right over here. I have pictures of her that I can add into the episode, but I built her myself with the help of my dad. And I'm just gonna run through my PC specs so you understand like what it is I'm working with. My total build was $1,133. Yeah, I know. Okay. But hear me out. This was when times were tough and the hardware was hard wearing and it was expensive. But also, mind you, I got my GPU later. I built my PC in 2020, but the GPU I got in 2022. Yeah. So for the case, I have a Cooler Master Masterbox TD500 mesh white airflow ATX mid tower, and that's where I'm gonna stop because the whole title is long, but I'll probably write this down somewhere. I'll probably put it in Discord or something. But my also it has three light up fans, and my case was $100. My motherboard is the ASUS ROG Strix B550F Gaming Wi-Fi 2 AMD AM4 third generation Ryzen. That set me back 190. My power supply is the PowerSpec 750W power supply. That was $80. And I bought all of these separately. Also there's this damn, there's this website that you can search up computer parts with and see like their compatibility, and like you can essentially build your PC on this website before you actually physically build it. Let me find it though. PC part picker. Yeah, so definitely if you're looking into building a PC, use PC part picker because I did use this to build quote unquote my PC before I actually got all the parts and assembled it. So that was my power supply. For my processor slash cooler, I have the AMD Ryzen 5 5600X 6-core 12-thread unlocked desktop processor. That was 130. My RAM is a Gskill Ripjaws V series, 16 gigabytes. That was $38. And my SSD, I have two of them of the same one. It's the Samsung 870 Evo SATA SSD 500 gigabytes. Those are $45 each. So together, I got both of them for $90. And then my GPU, which I got at a later date, is the Gigabyte GeForce RTX 3060. And that was $305. My GPU I got off of Amazon. The other ones, I'm sure you could get them off of Amazon. I'm not sure if that's what my dad did, because my dad was the one that bought the PC parts. I know that he got some parts from in store. I don't know which though, so I can't really attest to that. But there's that. That's all the physical stuff. And then I had to get Windows 11, which was $200. And so together that's $1,133. And then I did not include my monitors in that price, so I didn't include anything outside of the actual PC, like the monitors, mouse, keyboard, accessories, yada yada yada. That I did not include. So if you also need those stuff, you also have to budget that into your PC bill. Because when I went down to Florida, I actually forgot my keyboard and mouse, which sucks. So I had to go out and buy new ones. But that's my PC. Oh, great. We're still under budget, under time budget, which is great. So that's my PC. That's me. That's the podcast. I will go into the rest of my equipment at some point. I'll probably have a segment dedicated to talking about my equipment and like my favorite pieces and what I think are must-haves. I'm not gonna do that now because that'll take me a while. I have a lot of stuff, so that'll be in a different episode. But thank you so much for watching this first episode and starting this podcasting era with me. I'm really excited for this, and I'm excited to see where it takes me, what people I'll meet, who I'll inspire, who I'll talk to. I'm so excited. I also want to have guests on here to talk about their experiences gaming. I do want to have people who play different games than me, like horror. I'm not a horror girly, but I know they exist, so I want to have some of them on the podcast to talk about it. So I'm really excited for everything that I can do with this podcast. Oh, I wanted to have a segment called Question Card of the Day. I have a lot of question cards, and I just want to have some convo. So I'm actually going to do a question card of the day before we wrap up. So this question card of the day comes from the We Are Not Really Strangers self-love pack. I think this is a nice way to end the episode with a little bit of self-love. So our question card of the day is, what seemingly random things are you into? I don't think gaming is a random thing I'm into. Like, I think there's a whole story behind that, which I shared. But something I think is really random for me. I don't know. I'm trying to look around my room to see like what hobbies may seem kind of random. Okay, I have it. I really like magnets. I don't know what it is, but if I see a cute magnet, I have to get it. I have so many magnets. I can show you my favorite one. It's this Hello Kitty magnet that says, hold on, let me grab it. I have this Hello Kitty magnet that has Bats Maru on it, which is one of the Sanrio characters. It says always pee after sex. I got it off of Depop. I just think it's so funny. Like, the Sanrio character matched with a pro sex statement just doesn't make sense in my head, so I had to get it. And I love this magnet. I've had it for years. My friends get me magnets whenever they travel, so I have those. I have so many Hello Kitty magnets and just cute magnets that I've seen in stores that I just couldn't not get. So that's something that's kind of random about me. I really like magnets. So yeah, what random thing are you into? Leave that in the comment below. So we're leaving what kind of gamer you are and a random thing that you're into in the comment section. And that's all for today's episode. That's it. That's the first episode done. Gaming is for girls. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited about this. Thank you so much for joining me. Once again, you can find this podcast on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can find us on socials, on Instagram at Gaming is for Girls, Twitter, Gaming is for, number four, girls. Please make sure you subscribe for more content, and so you know whenever I post. And that's it. Thank you so much again. Have a great day. Bye. Love you guys. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for joining me, and be sure to subscribe or follow my podcast on whatever platform you're listening on so you never miss a menacing moment. Be sure to leave a review of the podcast and also hit me up on Instagram and Twitter at Gaming is for Girls. It's a big help and it means oh so much to me. Thanks again, and remember, gaming is for everyone, but especially the girls. Bye, guys.